All this week, we've been telling the stories behind the unraveling of our financial system. A year ago today, work began on a three-page document that became the bailout bill.
$700 billion, a number that sort of knocked everybody's socks off.
According to New York Times reporter Leslie Wayne, the rapid disintegration of our financial system threw our regular political process into chaos.
Typically, when you have a measure going through Congress, especially a huge one, you have hearings, you'll have testimony, you'll have people writing letters. It will take place over a long time period. But here you had something that was initially proposed really as a three-page memo.
But the speed of the crisis also meant that decisions about the bailout were being made in unprecedented ways.
Basically, it was a small group of people who got into a very small room and devised the basic structure of it very, very quickly.
It took two attempts to get the bill through Congress, and only after significant pieces of pork were added. But according to Leslie Wayne, the idea of giving the Federal Reserve and the Treasury broad powers was relatively uncontroversial.
The idea of giving the government broad powers to do any number of things with a huge, huge purse that they've got, wallet attached to it, I think there was pretty much unanimity on that.
Throughout this coming fall, we'll continue to look back at how the economy changed so quickly.